to cooperate, to really cooperate is very difficult. Because just like in a family, we may all cooperate when we're children. When we grow up, we think, why do I have to cooperate with my father? I want to be my own. I want to have my own place, my own way of doing things. And so this is the general tendency here in the Kali Yuga. And in the world, in the material world, everyone is individual, everyone wants to enjoy their own way. So in order to cooperate, really, we have to give up that enjoying mood. And we have to come to the point and see, well, what really would be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada? This is the basis of cooperation with the Acharya in the center. And it's very clear what was pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. How he wanted us to distribute his books, how he wanted us to open temples and to follow his way, the principles, and not to engage in idle, frivolous sports and so on. So many things are there, Prabhupada's instructions. So if we can cooperate on that point, or on those points, then we can do something wonderful. This was Prabhupada's desire. He told us, what is the use of being a miracle if you don't do something wonderful? Well, in order to do something wonderful, there has to be cooperation. On our own, what is our position? We can't take that, kind of egotistic idea that I'm so proud of that everybody will follow me. My God will do all follow me. Well, this is not the mood. Even Prabhupada wasn't in that mood. He was always trying to get his godliness to cooperate. He was going to Srila Maharaj, even in the last year, and asking him, why don't you come on this side? I'll build a house for you. You could be the president of this guy. But they didn't want to cooperate. So Prabhupada had to be, we can say, independent. But that wasn't his mood. He was always ready to cooperate. So similarly, especially, we've been entrusted with that instruction to work practically. So that has to be seen practically. How is that going on? And it has to be within a certain standard, not that we cooperate for sense gratification, or we cooperate for making each other personally aggrandized. No, the whole thing should come to the point of glorifying Prabhupada. And if there's something which we see practically is not glorifying Prabhupada, then we should be persuaded to give it up. Just like in the last year or so, the Bombay Temple was coming up, and the architect was Mr. Swami. And so he did one interview, came in the paper, where Swami Swami was building this temple. And so, and Prabhupada was very displeased. Why Swami Swami is building this temple? And he called him, it was a serious thing. So why there's no mention of my name? So, of course, Prabhupada was taking that position just by the humility to teach us the importance of keeping the Acharya in the center. But that, in other words, we can get away from that idea that everything we do, everything that we say, everything that we should all be done ultimately to glorify Prabhupada. He's the immediate, you can say, recipient. We can also say, well, yes, we want to glorify Lord Chaitanya and glorify Krishna. But Prabhupada was just here, so it's easier to know what's pleasing to him. So he was quite strict about this thing. When one of his books came, it didn't have his divine grace properly, and he was very upset. Why is that? My name is not being proper. There are many cases like that. I'm just trying to think of another one where Prabhupada was minimized in some way by his disciples, and he became a very particular guy. So, in the same now, we should think like that. How is this? What I'm doing is glorifying Prabhupada. And if it doesn't have any connection to Prabhupada, then what is the use? Why are we, then we can start our own movement. Like Chikara and others of Prabhupada. They're also Prabhupada disciples. But they didn't want to cooperate in the Prabhupada's direction. So are they trying to get on with it? So we can wish them well, but we don't think they're going to do anything really wonderful. We're convinced that the wonderful thing can happen at MISKCON because their spirit is there to cooperate for pleasing Prabhupada. It's like the Pachetas, if you have read that part of the sixth canto, where because they cooperated, so many thousands of brothers, they cooperated so nicely that Krishna was very pleased. Because it is difficult to cooperate. If we can do that, then Krishna will certainly be pleased. And then there'll be real progress. Then there'll be something wonderful to happen, to come out of it. Because Krishna will agree. Come to such an atmosphere. Krishna would be there in such a spiritual atmosphere where everyone is happy to glorify another service and not interested to put himself in the center. So this requires practice. It's not easy because your natural propensity is to love yourself the most. The real cooperation is when we say, okay, I'm ready to take the back seat. Just so long as we're going in the right direction. But I also have a vote. I also have a voice there. And when we see we're not going in the right direction, then I can, voice that complaint in a very strong way. Why? Because out of love for Srila Prabhupada. We can have love for Srila Prabhupada, and that love may take sometimes, the form of strong words to defend him, because he's not here personally to correct us and tell us. So that may be required. But that has to be tested, not out of false ego when we're becoming angry or we're trying to lord it over someone else, but out of a sincere.